Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The pandemic expanded our thinking about what essential worker means. Practically overnight, the world no longer took for granted the duties performed by workers like cashiers, truck drivers, restaurant workers, and cleaning staff to keep everyday life safe and running. The Baltimore Museum of Industry is previewing an exhibit that celebrates a population of workers essential to the lives of many young people in the city of Baltimore, school food service workers. The audiovisual show is called Food for Thought. You can see it and hear it online and in the lobby of the Baltimore City Public Schools District Office at 200 East North Avenue, open to the public. A larger exhibit will be mounted at the BMI in January. Here to tell us about it is Beth Maloney, Director of Interpretation at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. Welcome to On the Record, Beth.
Thank you, Sheila. I'm so glad to be here.
How did the idea for this exhibit come about?
Well, I think previous to the pandemic and certainly during the pandemic, museums have been thinking about their role as community anchors and what service they can provide, whether that's education, inspiration, a space for reflection. And at the Baltimore Museum of Industry, we've been thinking about that also. What can we offer with our platform? And actually, about 18 months ago, the staff from the Baltimore City Public Schools Food and Nutrition Department approached us and asked if we might consider ways to honor the service that they've been providing kids and families in Baltimore.
And how did you go about finding which workers would participate?
Well, we worked closely with the folks in the administrative part of the department, Elizabeth Marchetta and Ann Rosenthal. And they got the word out about this potential project to everyone on staff. We held a series of listening sessions where we talked with folks about what they might want to communicate about their job and their work to people who might not realize the role they're playing in the school system. And from those listening sessions, nine individuals came forth and wanted to be featured in this show.
Let's listen to a clip from Gail Pendleton, who has worked in Baltimore City School Food Service for more than three decades. She now ranks as a Food Service Manager 3. WIPR's Erin Henkin conducted the interviews.
I was at Calverton Elementary Middle School. The ladies and I would get there a little early, maybe 6, 6:15. We didn't have to be there, but we liked to congregate with one another prior to starting our work day. And one fellow, he continuously was on the parking lot when we drove up. And it was cold outside, and we looking, he doesn't have a coat on, and he was just looking at him, and I'm saying, why are you out here this time of morning? And he said, nothing, I'm just waiting. So I said, well, come on in, because it's cold. So I asked him, I said, what, you hungry? He said, yeah, I'm hungry. I said, okay. So I got him something to eat, and then we started asking questions like, okay, your mom or dad let you off early? No, so he was reluctant to say anything, but we started noticing his nails and his clothing. And so we started noticing. I said, well, he's been on the parking lot quite a bit. Well, come to find out, this child was homeless, and he would stay at his friend's home at night and get up early in the morning and leave out before the friend's parents got up for work. But he would come into the school and get some food in the morning. That's a humbling experience. You know the importance of what you're doing when you see something like that and your whole mindset changes. Not that you didn't know the importance then, but now you really have experienced the importance of this nutritional program. It changed your perspective about what you are doing and how to look at what you're serving and who you're serving.
Talk about some of the themes that came up in conversations with the workers.
We heard a lot about the role they feel they're playing as part of the learning community. So they're providing kids with support in addition to food throughout the day. We also heard about the importance of kind of nutritional education. So thinking about helping kids make healthy choices, try new things. And certainly we heard about the longevity that some of these folks have had in the workplace. I mean, you know, some of them have worked with this department for 30 plus years. And then I think overall, I feel like we heard a lot of, frankly, a lot of like love for the kids that they're helping to feed and take care of.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Beth Maloney, Baltimore Museum of Industry's Director of Interpretation. We're talking about Food for Thought, an audio and visual exhibit that highlights food service workers in Baltimore City Public Schools. Here's a clip from Jamie Washington. Her role is cafeteria manager, too. She works at Patterson High School.
You know, most of our children are in poverty, low-income neighborhoods, and pretty much food deserts. So they don't know a lot about fresh fruit and vegetables, and thanks to the food and nutrition here in Baltimore City, they're able to get that. So having fruit and vegetable as a requirement is a very good thing for these students, because otherwise they probably would not have that if it wasn't for getting breakfast, lunch, supper, and snack in school. This job will play on your heart because you deal with so many different individuals and you learn about so many different things that they're going through. So you have to be compassionate about this job and you have to be compassionate about feeding people and helping people.
What kind of feedback are you getting to this exhibit?
I will say we installed the portraits in the lobby at the North Avenue District offices. And even just the day we did the installation, everyone walking by was really struck just by the portraits themselves. And I remember we were installing them and staff came up to me and said they felt like it looked like the Hall of Fame, which was so gratifying because really one of our big goals for this project is to make visible and really honor these staff members who might be underrecognized or potentially underappreciated. So it just felt like we really were, you know, making visible those folks.
Beth Maloney is Director of Interpretation at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. We've been getting a preview of Food for Thought, an audiovisual exhibit that features food service workers and why they're essential in the education of our young people. You can see it online or in the lobby of the Baltimore City Public Schools District office at 200 East North Avenue. Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking today about the Baltimore Museum of Industry audiovisual exhibit, Food for Thought. It highlights photos of and interviews with Baltimore City school cafeteria workers. The stories reveal the important role they play in education. Beth Maloney, Director of Interpretation at the BMI, is still with us. And now we're joined by photographer J.M. Giordano, who made the portraits. Welcome back to On the Record, Joe.
Thank you for having me.
How did you decide the look and feel of this body of work?
I mean, it was very much a collaborative effort, right? We really wanted to show the food service workers who are essential. I mean, full disclosure, you know, growing up in the, going to high school and middle school in the 80s, my breakfast was like a honey bun and like a Mountain Dew. So, because we had no breakfasts from our food service workers. So we definitely wanted to show them, you know, where they work and kind of give people a little peek behind the curtain. We wanted to do close-ups to make them more dignified. We didn't want them to get lost in the backgrounds. We wanted to bring, you know, their personalities to the forefront, which I think we did. I mean, I really love these portraits. We've gotten so much positive feedback. Full disclosure, I teach at Baltimore School for the Arts photography, so a lot of people that from my school go to North Avenue and have seen the pictures. And the other thing I wanted to do was work with the workers on how they wanted to be presented, right? So it wasn't just, you know, my idea, taking a photo and then leaving. We went through the photos together and kind of picked the ones that they thought were best. And there were some reshoots. It was just the fact that they didn't thought that they looked their best, so they wanted me to come back. Although one of the workers did say she looked too badass and wanted me to come back and kind of lessen it. Cause I tried to, I mean, you know, these are people who do a fantastically important job. Right. So I wanted to make them look like kind of like superheroes almost.
And the photos are black and white.
Yes.
Why?
Because color, you know, nothing, there was no context here for using color. And I really wanted to show, I really wanted you to concentrate on the subject, which was the food service workers. I didn't want people to get lost in a color photo, looking at things in the background, looking at, you know, or looking at what they were wearing. I really wanted them to focus on the subject.
Beth, this is a preview of another exhibit that will open at the BMI in January. Briefly, how will that one, that exhibit, be different?
Well, first of all, the space is a lot larger, and we'll really be able to feature things in a potentially more theatrical way. The lobby at North Avenue is a place you might walk through on your way to a meeting, but this exhibit at the museum in January will be hopefully a destination where you want to go and spend some time. There'll also be more information just about food insecurity in our city to kind of provide a little more context. And there'll be an area where folks can learn more about what they might do if they're inspired to take action in some way, what they can do.
That's Beth Maloney, Director of Interpretation at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. On the record on WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. Also here is photographer J.M. Giordano. We're talking about Food for Thought, an audio and visual exhibit that highlights food service workers and their essential roles in Baltimore City Public Schools. Here's a clip from Sheila Alston, who is retired after 35 years. WIPR's Aaron Henkin conducted the interviews.
With food and nutrition, we are part of the learning process with the kids because a child cannot learn if they're hungry. So we give them the nourishment they need in order for them to function. When students would come in and they basically would come and they didn't like a particular food item or the choices that we had for that day, I would talk to them, and I had one particular one. I would say, well, try this because I really like it, and I didn't really know this item even existed. And they would try it, and then once the young lady tried it, she came back and hugged me and said, oh, that was really good. And it really made me feel good to know that I did something to help someone.
Joe, talk about photographing Sheila.
But Sheila, we used the BMI as a backdrop for her photos. We used the pantry. She had these really great glasses, and I really wanted to catch the reflection of the window just on the edge of the glasses. And I showed them to her in camera, and she really, really liked them. She liked it because she was going to take her glasses off. And I was like, no, please don't leave. They're fantastic. I framed her in a way that the little triangle, it leads right to her face. And then the little sliver of light on her glasses kind of completes it. And then you're drawn right into her portrait.
You know, Joe shared photos that he'd taken of these food service workers with them for feedback. And we also shared the interviews that Aaron Henkin conducted. We really tried throughout this whole curatorial process to share the information that we had so that the workers participating, the staff participating, could give us feedback on how they wanted to be portrayed.
What do you want people to take away from these personal portraits and interviews?
I think for me, working at the Baltimore Museum of Industry, you know, I always am thinking about the experience of working people, and whether that's in the past or right now, you know, how that kind of is an integral part to the life of our city. And so for me, one of the most gratifying things about working on this project was the opportunity to use our platform and use our resources as a museum to really shine a light, to spotlight the contributions of these particular Baltimore City workers, and try to make sure that everybody is a little more aware of the role that they're playing in caring for our kids in our city and being a part of the public health here.
Joe, what are you hoping people take away from the exhibit?
The faces that go on behind the scenes, you know, these are the people that feed their kids every day for what, 350 some days a year at school. And they're people, they're humans. You know, they have very stressful jobs. They work in very stressful environments. There's steam, there's, you know, it's sweaty, it's dark, you know. So I would want people to take away the human aspects of the people that work behind the scenes.
Thank you both for telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Beth Maloney is Director of Interpretation at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. We've been talking about Food for Thought, an exhibit that shows the essential role food service workers have in Baltimore City public schools. Photographer J.M. Giordano made the black and white portraits, and Aaron Henkin conducted the interviews. You can see it online and at the Baltimore City Public Schools District Office at 200 East North Avenue. We have more information at the On the Record page at wypr.org.